they're faithful. On today's gospel, we see how Jesus was met by a man who was inflicted with a serious sickness named leprosy. The leprosy is one of the most ancient and also most fearful of diseases. And if whenever somebody got ill of leprosy, he immediately became a castaway from the society. But not only that, he became a castaway from religion as well. He was forced to move away from his family and friends, never allowed to enter into the temple, and was forgotten by the whole society, or if ever remembered, remembered with fierce horror and repulse. Dear faithful, we truly are, and at least it feels sometimes it, that we are castaways from our own society, from our own circle of friends. But if we ever feel lonely in defending and striving to keep our faith pure and intact, we should have consolation that Jesus sought no publicity when he healed this man from his illness. He didn't want to make a big note out of self. He was happy to be forgotten by the society because he knew that soon he would truly enter into the limelight, but also as a castaway, thrown away and despised by everyone. So unto this man, Jesus imposed silence so that he should not go around telling everybody about his great miracle which happened to him. Then this miracle namely was that our Lord in his mercy healed him from leprosy. And only Jesus is truly the one who can heal us. He can truly heal our bodily infirmities, but most importantly, he can heal us from sin. And we truly need a reparation and healing from our own sins. Last Thursday, we had a very touching holy hour at St. Gertrude the Great in reparation for the sins of abortion, which commemorated its very sad anniversary. And during those prayers, during the rosary, and during benediction, we truly saw how immense are the sins of mankind, but also how immense is God's love and his desire to heal every sinner who has broken against him. We who do our best to stand firm in defending God's law are truly outcasts in this society, and unfortunately oftentimes by our family members as well. But we should forever keep in mind, while striving to work and keep the God's commandments, that our lot is still a lot happier part than of those who dare make their career in rebellion against God. The connection with leprosy, there is a very striking story in the Old Testament about King Uzziah, who was once one of the few faithful kings who reigned in the kingdom of Judah. King Uzziah started his reign by striving to keep the commandments of God and with good intentions, and ruled very well for 52 whole years, and as the scripture said, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And of course, whenever one strives to do what the Lord gives him to do, God blessed King Uzziah and directed him in all things. But unfortunately, when the king got some prosperity for himself, that is, when he became rich with his possession, his riches made him proud, and he carried the audacity that he wanted to do something which he was not allowed, namely to offer sacrifice at the altar of God, which was only allowed for priests. So one day, going into temple, King Osias went to burn incense upon the altar. All the priests, 80 in number, with Azarias, the high priest, at their head, stood against the king and prevented him from burning the incense at the holy temple of God. Of course, Osias was very angry, and he threatened to strike the priests with the censer which he held in his hand. But no sooner had the king raised his hand against the priests when he himself was stricken with leprosy, which appeared on his forehead before all the priests. And the priests, seized with horror at this sudden and awful punishment, took hold of the king and threw him out of the temple. King Osias was terrified, and he felt the leprosy spread all over his body, and he ran away and shut himself in a place far apart, out of the sight of all others. King Osias remained a leper until the day of his death, and he became a living and fearful example of punishment of sin, which God inflicted to those who dares to rise against his commandments. Dear faithful, the moral and teaching of this story is that it is truly man's pride which has caused his fall. We have seen this in the narration of Adam and Eve, and then countless and countless times on the pages of the Holy Scripture and in the history of mankind as well. In the case of this king, the punishment which was due to him became very suddenly and in a very visible manner in the sickness of leprosy. But most of the time, it is truly the death of the soul by mortal sin which truly marks a person as an enemy of a God. And we should all make good care that we always beware mortal sin, like it were leprosy or Ebola itself. The severe punishment which followed the crime of this king should serve as a true reminder and warning to everyone in all ages of human history who stepped on the rights of God. And it also should show to all men that it is a sin to reject the spiritual authority, namely God's church itself, or set themselves up against the church, or blame or abuse its commandments. But whenever God gives a warning, whenever he gives a punishment, he also gives the chance of redemption. He also gives the chance of happiness and reparation. If you are persecuted or despised like a leper because you stand faithful to God's law, that is, when you make a good note that you follow the law, for example, thou shalt not kill, think, which one would you rather be? Would you like King Osias, who was banished and cursed from God's temple by his church herself? Or would you rather be like today's sick man in the gospel, who heard these words of our loving Savior, "I will it, be clean"? you have truly chosen a good and happy path, because you hear these loved words, I will it be clean, every time you confess your sins in the confessional and receive absolution from them. In exchange for all the gold and glory of the world, you have truly been made clean of the leprosy of mortal sin. You truly are God's little child who has been cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. You might be rejected from the courts of this mighty world, but you have been redeemed and entered into the heavenly banquet of our Lord, eating at the sacrifice of his altar, and also having heard the loving and trustful promise that after this life of difficulty and sorrow, there will be reward. There will be reward of heaven, reward of all the sufferings of this world, and true redemption and loving kindness of God in your heavenly home with your heavenly Almighty Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.